Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
You know, part of removing the chemicals from my life has been being able to get in touch with the things around me and the people around me. Partially introspective and partially an apology, maybe. You know, honesty is a hard thing sometimes.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. Andre Cataldo has been making music as Dear Genre for 11 years now. He released his first EP under that name when he was still in high school. Now, a few years ago, he planned to give up recording music for a while. But then came the pandemic and sobriety. Now he has a new album. It's called Man in Full, and he considers its music his most mature yet.
Thoughts are intense.
And that is the song Murphy's Law from the new album Man in Full by Dear Genre. And joining us today to talk about this new album and his journey is the man behind Dear Genre. That's Andre Cataldo. Andre, welcome. Andre?
Hi. How are you?
So, Andre, I understand you planned a 5-year break from music after your last album. That was in 2018. Yet here you are. What made you initially want to take that break?
Well, I suppose it's an honest question, and I had to do a lot of thinking about that myself, but I think the core of it was realizing that, you know, I was not going to get much done musically or personally if I was, I would say, continuing the way I was continuing. And so I stepped back for a while and had a few thoughts, you know.
So you had your thoughts. What brought you back to writing music again?
Well, you know, during kind of my quiet time, I kind of realized that, you know, my ideas were shifting and my morals, I felt, were kind of growing. I was exploring new territories for myself artistically and I think personally. I've experienced a lot of new things, I'd say, in the past 12 months, and it probably shaped me more than I could ever say, you know.
I understand one of those new things is sobriety. Is that right?
It is. It is.
And has that made it harder to be creative?
Well, I think that's what I started out believing. You know, I did what I was doing for I'd say 10 to 11 years, and it just became kind of muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once I took a cold, hard look at what I had left after the chemicals had left my body, you know, I had a few thoughts that I felt would be okay to put on paper, and I had a good opportunity to work with some close friends to put it together, actually.
And did you find that your way of putting it together was changed now that you were doing it, as you say, without those chemicals?
It has changed 110%. You know, these days it's quite lax and calm, and you'd say kind of a hangout with music going on simultaneously. But I'd say in the past it was kind of go go go.
Hmm.
You know, let's see how this makes your brain work. And it was kind of more of a experiment.
And now maybe you feel more in control.
I do. I do. It has been a long time since since I felt that. But 28 now, and you know, it's funny. It's funny how things come together sometimes, and they come together sometimes slowly, and sometimes all at once, and you know.
Well, they've come together in this new album. This is called Man in Full. Again, the band name is Dear Genre, which is Andre Cataldo, our guest today. Let's play another song from Man in Full. This is Milky Eyes. And that song is called Milky Eyes from the new album Man in Full. Andre, what are Milky Eyes?
It's kind of funny you ask. I didn't know you were going to ask me that. It's actually, I hope it's okay to say, but it's...
Sure.
It was kind of my take on how the human eye looks post-mortem, I would say.
Okay. And I understand this is specifically referencing a friend who died. Is that right?
It is. Yeah, it is.
And so what were you thinking about his life and his death that inspired this song?
Well, you know, it's interesting for me. Developing relationships has been, I would say, I'm painfully extroverted, so developing relationships has been very easy for me, but developing deep, close relationships are it's very difficult. And you know, I had a kind of a, you know, I'd say a spiritual click connection with this guy, and he and I talked about everything from life, how we came into the world, and maybe what happens after. A little bit of speculation and a little bit of belief, but he was certainly kind of a shining star.
Hmm.
And everywhere he went, he kind of had a little bit of a hop to him. And you know, it's kind of one of the individuals that you never would think you would have to live without.
Hmm. And so talking about the afterlife with him and now thinking about where he is, do you think his soul lives on?
I do. That's a beautiful question. I do. I would like to preface that that belief is not necessarily religious or tied to anything necessarily other than what I've experienced subjectively. You know, I'm not talking about paranormal or anything, but, you know, part of removing the chemicals from my life has been being able to get in touch with the things around me and the people around me. And, you know, sometimes when I'm sitting kind of quiet, sometimes I don't feel alone, and it's not a scary thing. It's not a bad thing, but, I have a feeling I know where it's from, you know?
Mm, I know that feeling, yeah. It's a good way to say it. I want to play another one of your songs. This song, this is again from your new album, Man in Full. This one is called Honest Kids.
Wasted all this time. Been around for years. Seeing damaged people. Slipping on the tears. Well, it's been a lonely day outside. Why don't you come inside and hunker down with me? And it's been a long and lonely road. Why don't you come inside and kiss the fire with me? Because I love you.
And that is Honest Kids from the band Dear Genre. Andre, what's this one about?
You know, Honest Kids, it came about in a funny way, actually. I was, you know, kind of on a jaunt with a friend, and we were, you know, having a good old time, and sat down with a guitar in the basement. And, you know, sometimes, I talk about it with my musician friends, sometimes you feel like you're not necessarily in control and things come to you. And this riff just came to me. And, you know, I formed some sort of idea, through Honest Kids that, even though maybe I hadn't made the best of where I come from and my past, that, you know, it's kind of easy. Well, I wouldn't say easy, but, you know, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. And I think Honest Kids was kind of about sitting down with myself and evaluating my priorities and my beliefs and my values. And, you know, I think it came out as partially introspective and, you know, kind of a partially an apology, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honesty is a hard thing sometimes when you feel that you're maybe a little bit different, or you feel like you have some things to hide. And part of Man in Full was trying to strip that away and see what the music came out sounding like.
And that
when
name
I was fully honest.
That name, Man in Full, do you feel like now that you're sort of facing the world without the goggles on that chemicals can give us, and you're looking at what you did and being honest about that, do you feel like now you're becoming a man in full?
Well, I would hope so. But I think one thing I've learned is that things can change very quickly, you know. You know, you brought up Milky Eyes, and you know, my dear friend that it was about. You know, things changed very quickly, and I would like to think that this is a permanent shift in the way that I do things and in the way that I think. But things can change.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I do feel like I'm more full spectrum and kind of taking things on as they come. And you know, it's kind of relieving to take a breath and look around for a while and just maybe not do anything, just kind of understand that maybe we've come a long way, maybe we've gone through some things that we're not quite proud of, or some things that we didn't have a choice in. And you know, I think that shaped the title.
Well, Andre Cataldo, it's really a beautiful album, and I hope people experience this. You can find out more and find the album at deargenre.com. We'll also have that linked on our website, stlpublicradio.org. And Andre, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
This was fun. Thank you for having me.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
If my skin turns to dust with the wind, blow me away. Would you build a new house and paint it light? We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.